She was once a shy young woman from a wealthy family who typed her young husband's papers for him when he was finishing college. She raised two children, worked in her garden, and dreamed of a degree in landscape architecture. Later, she found her voice and inspired other women to do so, as perhaps no other Michigan woman ever has. She was a crusader for the arts and the moving force and the first chair of the Michigan Art Train. She was in her 50s when she joined the National Organization for Women and began fighting vigorously, if unsuccessfully, for the Equal Rights Amendment. When it came to the issue of abortion, she was not only pro-choice, she felt that federal and state funds to end a pregnancy should be freely available to all women, and said so. What made this especially unusual was that Helen Wallbank Millikan took those positions back in the 70s when her husband was governor of Michigan, a Republican governor of Michigan. Millikan biographer Dave Dempsey reported that one of the founders of the Amway Empire once asked the governor, "Can't you keep your wife under control?" Bill Millikan never even thought of trying to tell Helen what to do or say. Helen Millikan died early this morning at 89, after battling ovarian cancer for more than a year. Some who knew of her private ordeal were amazed that she lasted so long. I wasn't. I knew Helen Millikan and was honored that she thought of me as a friend. She was a beautiful woman and an exceptionally strong person. 30 years ago, she made a state visit to China by herself after one of our perennial state budget crises meant that her husband, the governor, had to stay in Lansing. That was before travel to China was common, but what made her trip especially unusual is that it came less than 3 weeks after she had a mastectomy for breast cancer. The Millikans left Lansing and returned to their Traverse City home almost 30 years ago, but she continued a life of quiet activism, becoming especially involved in fighting for the environment and for the victims of domestic abuse. Once, a Democratic nominee for governor asked her to be his running mate. She thought about it, but decided that would do him more good than it would her. Lana Pollack, a Democrat who represented Ann Arbor in the state Senate for years, said that while Helen Millikan was a Republican, she was a role model for countless younger women in the 1970s and 80s. Helen was quietly proud of that. That doesn't mean she was only about politics. She was equally happy to talk about gardening. I always found her more interested in whatever I was doing than whatever fascinating things she'd been up to. My guess is that she never quite realized what an impact she'd had on women of my generation, though she told a biographer that, "Once the window gets open, it's never closed. How far we've come," she said, adding, "but how far we have yet to go." She was talking about women, but that could also have been said about our state, or indeed, about us all.